Joe Biden goes off script with Kentucky flood victims. The weather may be beyond our control for now. By Charlie Spiring on August 8, 2022. Joe Biden visited Kentucky on Monday to reassure flood victims in the state that the government would be there to help them recover. "We're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this," Biden said during his remarks to the community in Lost Creek, Kentucky. "It's not like it's beyond our control," he continued, referring to the ability of Americans to help. "The weather may be beyond our control for now. But it is not beyond our control." The president seized the backup mic next to the podium and walked away from his prepared remarks to deliver his own thoughts instead of using his notes. He boasted about his $1.2 billion infrastructure bill, which is actually $1.2 trillion, and boasted that the climate change bill passed by Democrats in the Senate last weekend would take care of everything like healthcare and God knows what else. The deadly flood in eastern Kentucky took the lives of 38 people and wiped out entire communities. "I promise you. We're staying until everyone is back to where they were," Biden said, promising to build back their communities better than before. Earlier in the day, Biden spoke with local officials about the dangers of climate change. "As you all know, we've suffered a consequence of climate change. A significant number of catastrophes around the nation," he said during a storm briefing with local officials. He promised he would work to get officials whatever funding they needed. "I promise you. If it's legal, we'll do it. If it's not legal, we'll figure out how to change the law," Biden said. During the briefing, Biden interrupted to ask for permission to speak. "May I say something?" he asked as Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, D, prepared to speak. "You're the president," Beshear replied. "I still have to ask permission," Biden joked. The president spoke about his helicopter flight over the flood damage, commenting he had flown over the state on four different occasions. "I think it's a magnificent state. Flying down here, you look at how beautiful it is," he said. "I really mean it.